expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. Welcome to another episode of the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We are so excited on the day because once again, we're here to train, to expound, and to help many of you step into the next level of life. And I'm just so excited to give honor to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Of course, for all of those who support me here at DDV Radio, give honor to Brother Danny, also Brother Olympia, who are two of my brothers who I love so much. Thank God for the Blue Organization. Thank you for law enforcement. Thank you for allowing McDuffie to pay a part of your family. I'm just so glad to be here. And thank God for all my supporters. Also, welcome to Mike Live. Hello, Maria. Maria, M318, this image for you. Melissa Collins, this image for you. Maria, Maria, thank you so much. We got a great show today because I have a guest artist. And I call him an artist because not because he draws, because I think he have a way with words that would challenge us to really get our game together in the body of Christ when it comes to wealth and finance. God bless you, President Crystal, M318. And as Ray Sean Lawhorn, and I'm going to be pushing his book today called Rich Minded. This is the book called Rich Minded. It's available on Amazon, and I'm telling you, I just got the book actually yesterday, and I've been reading some of the keys that's in his book, and a lot of the stuff that's in his book, some of the stuff is in my 177 Laws of Mike, and we've never talked before, and I'm just so glad about some of the stuff he got in his book about God did not place these gifts within you so you can sit around begging for acceptance and approval of others. Just get out there, make power moves, and stop worrying about those dream killers. Oh, my God. This brother has a way with words, I just thought. And it's a quick, easy read book, but you have to read it over and over to catch it. And it's Ray Sean Lawhorn, Rich Minded. The keys to success, the keys to building wealth, the keys to building an empire. And he's going to be calling in today around 2:30. And the book says, Rich Minded is a major key to success and is a must read for anyone learning how to do the following. Build the business, plan for the future, condition your mind for success, build a supportive circle of friends, build generational wealth. I was turned down to him by Sister Machine Squire, who told me to get a hold of him. And we've been talking, and I definitely will bring this brother into the city of Patterson. And when the time is right. Right now, I'm building my social media circle, and I know this brother's going to be a blessing. He, Ray Sean Lawhorn, is a husband, father, mentor, author, entrepreneur, trainer, financial advisor, and a success advocate. He is the CEO of Rich Minded and Young Entrepreneur Network, which teaches branding, business, success habits, and credits awareness to our youth. You can follow Ray Sean online and social media, Twitter and Instagram at I Am Rich Minded, Facebook.com/Rich Minded Movement, website, semicolon, richminded.net. And the book costs $19.99, $20. And you can get it, of course, on Amazon. God bless you, Pastor Sherry. I forgot about you, sister. It's been a rough week. Difficult for me to call back. Just stick with me. We'll be at church this Sunday tomorrow at 447 East 23rd Street. So you're invited, and we'll talk. Love you, Pastor Sharon. Rona Brown, so glad. As you know, this is a book out. And my book, of course, is coming out also, 177 Laws of Might. And those of you who made pledges for books, thank you for fulfilling those pledges. I've sold the 124th book, and so I'm still believing for 500. So thank you. But we're going to focus on this mostly today, this book, Rich Minded, and some of the stuff that Ray Sean Lawhorn has going on in this book. And he wrote something here on this page I thought was real powerful. And I don't want to give you all his stuff because you need to buy his book. And I like to give out all the information because some folks feel they could just take the information and not pay for it. And sometimes that's our mindset. We're just a bunch of sometimes greedy people and don't understand that people paid the price to do this type of study and work. And he talks about it's easy to become a millionaire. And he talks about 10 different options how to become a millionaire. It's really amazing how he lays it out so plain. He also said in the book, use your time at work to study the boss, the system, the way the business works, how employees move, and how your job profits opportunity. It's real good. You know, he also talked about a guy named Marquise Brownlee is the very essence of being rich-minded. This young brother is only 23 years old. He created a YouTube channel and just started randomly posting product reviews. He reviews everything from cameras, phones, and other electronic gadgets to new cars. He now has more than 4.5 million subscribers, and he earns $3 million per year. If that's not rich-minded, I don't know what else is. And so he's going to push you out the boat. So I'm just looking forward to this brother calling in at 2:30. And so we're going to be looking out for brother Rayshawn Longhorn. And shout out to Sister Mashine, who connected me to him. So brother Longhorn, you ought to give my girl Sister Mashine a hand, high five, because let me read also this, and I'll probably read it again when he comes on the air. Rayshawn Longhorn is an author, speaker, motivational coach, father, mentor, and entrepreneur. His passion lies within motivating others to become rich-minded and going all out for their dreams. After losing multiple jobs, struggling, almost losing his freedom due to the streets, he realized the power of entrepreneurship and financial freedom. He started the Rich Minded Academy and the Young Entrepreneurs Network to convene his message of success. Rayshawn wants us all to become rich-minded so that we can spend more time with our families and create generational wealth. Oh, my God. This brother is a... I really love it. You can connect with Rayshawn online at Twitter and Instagram. I am Rich Minded. Facebook, www.facebook.com/richmindedmovement. Website is HTTP, /www.richminded.net. So I'm just giving his brother some props, man. And I'm proud of him because I haven't met him. Just his book, and I watched some of his posts. He said one thing. He said, if your bank account and your age limit is the same, he said, you got to do something different. I tell you. And I love when someone challenges you to go better, to go stronger. And so today's show, please, Pastor, pray, keep my son friend John Pratt. Okay, I got you. We lift up John Pratt. I pray that God would touch from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Today, I want to do something a little bit different. I got about 9 minutes before our first break. And I just want to just lay something out to you and why I really always feel that one of the major problems of the body of Christ is we don't talk about money, we don't talk about finances, and we don't talk about business plans. Excuse me. We make everything spiritual. Everything is Jesus Christ coming later, you know, and Jesus Christ going to fix it by and by. And that mentality has really done great damage to the body of Christ, especially to the urban churches. And the power source in a community was supposed to be the church. And as I speak sometime, the black church. We don't understand the church is multicultural. When I say black church, I'm understanding the plight of what has faced us as a people as we use Christ Jesus as our centerpiece to improve our neighborhood and our conditions of living. But if that church in that area is not rich-minded and doesn't understand the power of wealth and finances, then we just got another building in the middle of the community. That church have to bring empowerment to its people. And I do believe that the members that attend there should bring their tithes and their offerings. But at the same time, that church has to offer to that community a ways and means to, of course, bring forth, I call, winning strategies to improve the quality of life. Now, what most folks don't understand, and let me explain this to you, and I want to go a little bit different. As you know, I'm always in kingdom, but I want to show you something that I think we've actually have forgotten when it comes to Israel, when it comes to the blessings of the Lord. And I think sometimes because we have become so deep and spiritual that we actually forget that it's the Lord that wants to prosper its people. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17-18 says this. It says, and thou will say in thy heart, my power and my might have got me this wealth. That's a lie. No, it hasn't. But you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is the Lord thy God that gives thee power to get wealth. Now I want you to circle as Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 17-18. And sometimes I think church folks read that like they read in tongues or something. It's God that gives me power to get money. It's God that gives me power to get him a Mercedes. It's God. And that's not even what it's talking about. He's talking about God is going to give you the strategies and the commandments to obey him. So as you come into your promised land, you can clean the enemy out and take everything from him and put it in your bloodline. Because you have to understand that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. And so when you find about physical warfare in the Old Testament from the book of Exodus headed towards Joshua, those in-between books was preparation training so that when your feet hit the ground in Canaan, you're able to cast out the demons. Shut down satanic systems. Don't be tricked by the okey-doke. Don't be tricked by the American dream, which is to go to college, get a job, and work for someone else for the rest of your life. But you become awakened and you become aware that I've given you power to empower your bloodline, empower your family. My family are the McDuffies, all right? And my job first is to empower the McDuffie bloodline. I met some people who are the Youngers. The power of the Younger is supposed to empower the Younger bloodline, the Brown bloodline, the Perry bloodline, you name it. Whatever is the last name of that man that got a wife and family, your job is to empower them by kingdom strategies that you empower your family. It's not just church attendance. Now, this is the killer for the urban community. Church attendance is like going to practice and practicing shooting jumpers. And once the practice is over, you do practice next Sunday and then next Sunday and next Sunday, and you lose the game 6 days out the week. You got to change your mind. That's why I like this book, Rich Minded, because Rashawn challenged you to change your mind. He doesn't give you all the deep spiritual stuff. He just puts it plain, you know. And he got another chapter called Invest on page 93, and I won't read what it stands for, but if y'all can spell, you know what it means. It don't be a blank blank. And the letter D stands for don't. Letter U stands for understand. Letter M stands for money. Letter B stands for but. Letter A is always. Letter S is saying. And the other S is scam. Be rich minded. Be real, intelligent, creative hustler. And I tell you, man, I highly recommend this book. You need to go to his page and brag about him and let him know that McDuffie sent you. And then go on to Amazon and order and support the brother book. It's only $20. Mine is $25. His $20. His is $20. You need both of them. And I like to endorse other people's products on my show who I know are doing it. And they may not have a lot of resources. So when you buy a book for someone, it's more than just whether you like the book. Whether I like the book or not, you're empowering people. You're helping them. And one of the ways to empower the poor is to challenge your mind and their system of thinking. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, and Deuteronomy, and I want you to write this down, because I'm teaching kingdom, is really the, almost ready for our first break. All right, got 4 minutes for our next break. We need a break now? All right, we're going to take a break now, because at 2:30, we're going to come back and brother Rashawn is going to be calling in. And so let's take our first break. And you've been listening and watching www.mybroadcastddv.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We're going to take our first break. Also, Mike Live. Let's take our break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a service,
certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Home Bridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Home Bridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to the Mike Radio Show. He, of course, my good friend, Rashawn, is calling in. Is he still on the air? Let's see. Okay, Rashawn, you calling now. We're ready for you. Rashawn Longhorn is going to call in. He is the author of the book, Rich Minded, and he's going to call in right now. And I know that's him. Is him now calling in? Let's see. Come to call now. All right, call now. All right, let me just let him know. And I'm letting you know this because you're going to be blessed today, because I believe that this conversation is going to motivate you. You know, it's one thing to hear it from Pastor McDuffie week after week, but it's a whole nother ball game when you hear it from somebody else who understands how to think differently. And he's calling in right now. Let's see. Put him on. We're ready. All right. Rashawn.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
God bless you, man. This is Brother Rashawn Longhorn. I got it right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Do. I've been talking about your book since 2 o'clock today, with 205, 210, and I got your book in my hand. And so I'm just honored to meet you. I want to first give shout out to Mashine Squire, who told me to connect with you. And I ordered your book through Amazon. It arrived just this past week. And I've been walking through some of the pages of it. And, of course, I've heard a lot of this stuff. But the way that you have put this together, I think it is an awesome, awesome piece of writing. And I just want to just introduce you to my audience, and I'm going to talk a little bit with you. Rashawn Longhorn is an author, speaker, motivational coach, father, mentor, entrepreneur. His passion lies within motivating others to become rich-minded and going all out for their dreams. After losing multiple jobs, struggling, and almost losing his freedom due to streets, he realized the power of entrepreneurship and financial freedom. He started the Rich Minded Academy and the Young Entrepreneurs Network to convey his message of success. Rashawn wants us to become rich-minded so we can spend our most time with our families and create generational wealth. None other than Brother Rashawn Longhorn. Good afternoon, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for that amazing introduction, and thank you for ordering my book off of Amazon. You know, being supportive means a lot to me, and we definitely have to support each other when we're going after our goals and dreams. And one of my main goals and dreams was to write a book. You know, I've been wanting to write a book since I was a kid.
Go ahead, keep talking. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, turn it louder. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was saying, I thank you for being supportive. I said one of my main goals and dreams from the time I was a kid was to write a book. And, you know, and to have it out there on Amazon and people like yourself, well-respected pastors in the community, to pick it up and talk about it on the show, man, that's just, like really makes me feel really good. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, yes. And, brother, let me tell you something, man. Just a small reading I started of your book, I think it is outstanding. And I got you on two wavelengths here. I got you on my radio broadcast, and I got you on Mike Live. So it sounds like a little echoish. And President Chris, let me know, can you hear it? Because I got the earphones by. Can you slide the window open? Is it possible? Not really. Would the window give me more sound?
You know, is it me that's echoing
them? Because I'm trying to get the voice on my machine. Is it getting no louder? No. Is anything louder? Okay. Well, I'm going to put this microphone by the phone. And Chris, let me know how I sound here. So, brother, what motivated you to get into this type of work or this creative thinking?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I basically was, you know, I'm a father of five children, and I kind of moved myself from New York to Atlanta for a better life for my children. And I just was struggling in a lot of different arenas of jobs that I had. Nothing that was more along the lines of what I was doing, but more along the lines of the jobs not being able to keep going, or them selling their companies off, or them outsourcing to, you know, to get cheaper labor. So I just kept losing jobs, and it kind of forced me to want to keep the lights on and kind of keep my family going. So I started to turn to the streets to supplement income.
Okay.
That I wasn't getting in jobs. So, you know, after getting myself in trouble in the streets, I basically got on my knees and I prayed to God. I said, please show me another way, because there has to be another way. From that point on, which was about 7-8 years ago, I started teaching myself entrepreneurship and business, credit, insurance, wealth, all these different avenues of success, so I can basically level up. So once I started learning different things that I wasn't taught, it just was really eye-opening for me. You know, a lot of the things that I was learning on the internet that I wasn't taught in school.
Uh-huh.
So once I started learning all these different things, I started leveling up and started making 6 figures a year, having my own business.
Wow.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, I could turn this around and really give this gift that God gave me back out to the public and show brothers and sisters that they don't have to turn to the streets, or they don't have to survive or just have, you know, being underpaid or undervalued at a job. And there's nothing wrong with having a job, but I just, you know, I just want people to take into effect to have multiple incomes and being able to survive in inflation and, you know, and walk in their purpose. So that was my whole thing, you know, and so I decided to put everything in the book, because it's I'm able to get it out, my message out faster, you know, that way, instead of, you know, talking on the circuit here or people following me here, even though I have a ton of followers on Facebook and Instagram. But I just thought a book would be the best way, and it was a goal and dream of mine from a kid anyway. So.
Wow. Let me tell you something. I am so impressed with your tenacity, and you seem to, in this book, to capture the mindset of making folks think differently, because I really believe that wealth is a mindset. And what you teach right now is changing how you think, because I'm really loving some of the stuff you quote in this book. And I'm just going to quote some of the stuff and let me know what you think about what you said and how did that come to mind. Here's something you said here. You can have million-dollar dreams with a minimum wage work ethic. That's pretty cool. My God, I like that. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, a lot of people, it's so true exactly what that is. They want to be rich, but they don't want to put the work in to become successful. Right? You can't be successful, you know, listening to the same people or being around the same neighborhoods or the same, just doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, because that's insanity. So you got to put yourself in a really rich frame of mind or a wealth frame of mind to really level up your own thinking. So that's what I mean. You just can't be stuck in the same place. People are staying in the same areas that they grew up in. They don't realize there's a whole world out there with 7 billion people. You know, you have to go where the opportunity is at, and you just got to, you know, apply yourself and put yourself out there, change your mindset.
Wow. Would you say that becoming successful in life is a matter of your upbringing or is a matter of choice? What would you say in terms of that question?
No, it's definitely a matter of choice. It's just like when you're born, if you're born in a family that really didn't have any money, that doesn't mean you have to go to your grave that way. That's a matter of choice at that point. Because in life, there's so many tools, especially in the year 2018 with all of this technology, that, you know, people buying these phones that's $800-$900, they're walking around with, like, you know, from our day, it was, you know, we had to go to the library, sit down with all these encyclopedias, you know, encyclopedias to find out this, that, and the third. They're walking with that in their hands right now, so there's no excuse not to really put yourself out there and just get knowledgeable and research on a daily basis. One of the things that I've done in my household is I put away a TV. I have TVs on my walls, and I like to watch the Knicks and Nets and Lakers and stuff like that, but I really instilled in them to, you know, be on the computer, have the phones, in a safe way, of course.
Okay.
Because all of that research and knowledge is at their fingertips.
Wow. We're talking to Rashawn Lawhorn. He is the author of a book called Rich Minded. You can go on Amazon and order it. It's the book, The Keys to Success, The Keys to Building Wealth, and The Keys to Building an Empire. And this is the book here. You're also on Mike Live, also on my page at the same time. And I strongly suggest that all of you go to Amazon and order this book and send them a note. Let them know Reverend Duffy sent you from the Mike Radio Show, because I think this brother is onto something. And I love brothers like him who bring it from the streets. And this is the first of many to come of connectivity. And I know he is also a husband, a father, a mentor, an author, an entrepreneur, a trainer, a financial advisor, a successful advocate. He's the CEO of Rich Minded and Young Entrepreneur Network, which teaches branding. Boy, we need to learn about that. Branding, business, success habits, and credit awareness to our youth. Why is branding important, Mr. Lawhorn?
Wow, branding, that is a really excellent question, Pat. Branding is basically when people, well, when they join things or they buy stuff, they don't really even buy into the product or the service, they buy into you. So branding is really important, especially when you have your own business. You want to have something that's separate from the rest. You might want to buy, when you come out to business, you might want to name it your name or whatever creative thought that God gave you, and put it on a logo, put it on a domain name, and just put it out there for branded purposes, because, like I said, people don't buy anything else but you, you know, and that's really important. And I want also the listeners to know that, you know, they think there's a lot of money to start a business. And I have to break this down to everyone I speak to. If you go and Google a GoDaddy domain name, you can get one for 99 cents. Okay, so that's, you're seeing that vision of your domain name. Let's just use for an example, PastorMcDuffie.com. You know, you go and you buy that name, you see that visualization of your business, and then you go open all of these free social media accounts for your business. You use Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. They're all free to use. You can make 100 videos about your business on YouTube. They will never charge you a dollar. It's all free. You can go to PayPal or Stripe, which is a payment processor for your business. That's free. You can go to the IRS and get an EIN number for your business and legitimize it. That's free as well. So you could basically start a business for under $1. So when people say they don't have money to start a business, that they're lying to not only me, but they're lying to themselves. So I just want you guys to know that it's not really hard to put your vision and your purpose out there. You can actually set up a free website with Wix, and you can use Canva on your iPhone or your Droid phone, and you can make flyers, all of that stuff for free. Everything you can do is right at the fingertips on your phone.
Wow. You know what I think? I'll call you Doctor. That's how I just feel right now. Doc, I just, because I think we've lacked, especially in our urban communities, someone to take us by the hand and walk us through. I think we know these things, but it's another thing when you read a book and then apply what you read. See, I have a mindset. When I read it, I'm already on to the next page working on it. I'm an on-the-job training type of guy. You tell me once, tell me twice, I'm already out there. And anything I plan to fail at, it's going to be because I done tried. And so I think a lot of times in our communities, and please hear me, quote unquote, we hide behind prayer and we hide behind religiosity and we hide behind quoting the scriptures. But when someone getting up and grinding like you're doing, you're not only writing about it, you live in this thing. You're unfolding this thing. And once someone is able to identify with rich minded and identify that you are a brother from the streets who got up and said, I got to go forward and make the change, you are an example to what we need more in our school district. Right now, there's a lady watching me now, Reverend Pamela Powell, who's like the chief of staff of the school district of Patterson. It's like 30,000 students. And I want her to hear this interview because I'm definitely going to be connecting you to her and Berlina Spencer State and Juanita Scott. And, of course, the president of my organization, President Crystal V. Johnson, they're getting the earful of seeing someone doing what I've been preaching about for years. And I got a book coming out, too, 177 Laws of Might. And I talk about in my chapter how Kylie Jenner sat at her daggone living room table and almost as a billionaire. She got 12 employees as a billionaire in her mother's kitchen table.
Wow.
So I said, there's no way that we can sit around and keep making these excuses. We got to get up and move. And one of the steps, listen to me, audience, and those watching me might live, and I'm flashing the book right on my page, and I'm going to send this out to Brother Rich. He can get out to all of his audience. This is the color of the book. This is good. And Brother Longhorn, you got another book coming out called The Hustler. Am I correct? It's called The Hustler?
Hustle Hard.
Hustle Hard. Now, could you tell me, because I try to go on Amazon and order. I don't think it's on Amazon yet, if I'm correct or not. Tell me about Hustle Hard.
Well, it's kind of a sequel to Rich Minded. I just have a lot more thoughts out there that I didn't put into the original book that I want to put into this book. I put something really powerful out from the new Hustle Hard book as an excerpt the other day, where I don't know if you had a chance to see it on my social media account, but I pretty much was saying, I'm kind of talking to people like I was down in myself, but I made sentences where, as you read it backwards, it would see that it was really inspiring itself. So I was really saying that you have to set the goal pattern. If you give me a second, and I'll get it up and I'll read it to you really quick.
Please, go ahead. Do that, please, please. Listen, y'all, you're listening to Rashawn Longhorn, who wrote a book called Rich Minded, and I'm pushing his book on my show, and I need everyone to go to Amazon and order his book. It's only $20, and this brother's doing a work, man, and I want everybody on my page to go and support this brother. Send him a note and encourage him, because I think this brother got something, man. I think our schools need to hear more of him. And please, everybody, don't get jealous and mad because I'm talking about one person. Folks, come on, we get so jealous and envious. Today is his show. Tomorrow be somebody else, but this is what God laid in my heart, to encourage this brother, and he is, like I'm saying, already ready. He's a husband, father, mentor, author, and he wants talking about building a business, plan for future, condition your mind for success, build a supportive circle of friends. Boy, that's a powerful thing. And this one thing we didn't get to talk about, we talk about next time, building generational wealth. Boy, why don't we think about generational wealth? You know why? Because we think the earth is going to close out tomorrow. We think everything going to die and blow up. Well, you know, this part about generational wealth, man, is so deep.
Yeah, it is. And I thank you for really giving that excerpt of the book out. And I just really want people, once they read the book, to really highlight everything that they really can use on a daily basis. You know, print out pages, photocopy, put it on your refrigerator if you need to, and just really change, you know, because that book will really help change the mindset, and that was the purpose of the book. But yeah, I found the excerpt, the new excerpt from the book, and I wanted for my new book. And
go right ahead, read it.
Because I think it was one of the most powerful things that I've ever written. And it really came from God, and really came from Him putting this in my heart to write this. And I think you guys are going to love it. But you have to see it on paper to really get the magnitude of it. But I'll read it to you. It says, I'm broke-minded and worthless, so don't try to convince me that I'm rich in spirit and I'm going to make big moves. Because at the end of the day, I don't believe in myself. And I'm not going to lie to myself by saying success will happen and I will prosper. So rest assured, I will remind myself that I'm giving up and quitting on my dreams. And nothing you say will make me believe I'm rich-minded. Because no matter what... Hold on a second, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Because no matter what, I am not good enough to be great. And I'm in no position to believe that greatness does exist within me. Because I am always... because I always think in my mind, am I as undervalued as people treat me? Now, that's it. But if you read bottom up from what I wrote and you flip your thought pattern, it actually reads like this. Am I as undervalued as people treat me? Because I always think in my mind, greatness does exist within me. And I'm in no position to believe that I am not good enough to be great. Because no matter what, I'm rich-minded. And nothing you will say will make me believe that I'm giving up and quitting on my dreams. So rest assured, I will remind myself success will happen and I will prosper. And I'm not going to lie to myself by saying I don't believe in myself, because at the end of the day, I'm rich in spirit and I'm going to make big moves. So don't try to convince me that I'm broke-minded and worthless. So I really, what I did was I wrote the negative way going down, but if you read from bottom up, I gave myself in the positive.
Yeah.
You have to see that to really understand what I had wrote.
I got you. I got the feeling. And I tell you, what a way of wisdom. It's not just your knowledge. You operate with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Wisdom is application. Understanding is awareness, and knowledge is information. And I've seen folks give information, but what you give in your book is information that is applicable. And I've seen a lot of folks give out. I can find Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I can see all these books, but the way this book is written, rich-minded, it really makes you get up and say, you know what? I can really put this into action. You got one here, Rich-Minded Key 13, understand the value of time. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a soldier who haven't been home in 365 days. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 day, ask the person who was born on February 29th. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who missed the bus or train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask the person who just avoided an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask a person who won a silver medal in the Olympics. What an awesome insight, man. Oh, my God. And this is Key 13 for Rich-Minded. Now, listen, everybody, you are listening to, I believe, going to be a multi-millionaire and leader, because a billionaire, because this brother, he got the system. And what we miss is the system, Rayshawn. We don't have the system. And this book, Rich Minded, teaches us the system. And so everyone need to go to Amazon and order this brother's book, Rayshawn Lawhorn, on Rich Minded. And he got another book come out called The Hustler, or Hustle Hard. And so... we're about to come to the end of our interview. And so, Rayshawn, what do you want to add as we begin to close out this interview? What do you want to say to the audience about what they need to be aware of, why they need to get a hold of your material, and why is there such a passion in your heart?
Okay, and Pastor, for that reading of the book, and, that really means a lot to me. I just want to close it out by saying, you know, that we all have to reach for the stars. We all need multiple incomes so we can survive. We all have to teach our children and the right way as far as credit and insurance and support each other and building wealth. And we definitely, the most important thing we have to do is leave generational wealth. Make sure we have insurance policies in place. Make sure we're trying to establish and purchase real estate to live. Because I read somewhere the other day where it says a Jewish person passes away and their kids are left $1 million. But in the black community, when a black person passes away, we are left pretty much zero. Yeah. So I want to help change that aspect of it. And, you know, a lot of other cultures are doing big things as far as leaving wealth, and we really not even taught anything about wealth. So I just wanted to get our mindsets right and really go after success so we can really change our communities and change from our boys getting in the system and our girls dancing on poles and really get out there and just change the way we are living life, you know. So
wow.
That's how I want to leave it on. But I really appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen in to Pastor today. You can go to Amazon. It's called Rich Minded. Or you can go to richminded.net and you'll be able to get the book on that as well.
Wow.
Thank you guys for having me. And I would love to jump back on another call another time.
We will, for real. We're going to do a full show. And I'm going to definitely be connected to some pieces, man. This is the first man to come. Just want to pray with you, man, that may God continue to bless and keep you, Rayshon Longhorn. May everything you touch be blessed. I pray that God will give you power to continue to create wealth and empower our community. And I pray that you will not fall short in all your goals in life. May God bless you and your children and all that you touch. Bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, brother. I'll be posting Amen. This, man. We'll be back in touch. Love you, man. We'll talk about this for the rest of the day. Love you. God bless you.
Likewise, man.
All right.
You have a good day.
Bye bye. All right, Joe, we got to begin to close it in. I tell you, this has been a great interview. It's too short, and we're going to have him back on the show. Please go to Amazon and order the brother's book, Rayshon Longhorn, on Rich Minded. We got to begin to close. Thank you that you've tuned in to the Mike Radio Show here, of course, on every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We'll be at my mom's house for church service tomorrow, 447 East 23rd Street, Paterson, New Jersey, at 9 o'clock a.m. sharp. We also want to shout out to the Paterson Church on 10th Avenue. The first responder service is at 11 o'clock on 23rd and 10th Avenue. Pastor Anderson is the pastor. The first responders to come. I'm going over there. And as we thank you for tuning in, and let's come back next week at 2 o'clock at the Mike Radio Show. God bless.
Truly. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.